Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the San Francisco 49ers in their team preview for 2022 is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking the 49ers today, a lot to talk about with this team. We all know how they did last year. Almost got to the Super Bowl, but they were knocked out by the champs, the Los Angeles Rams, in the NFC Championship, lost by just 3 points. So they got a lot of hype around them this upcoming season, a lot of scrutiny, a lot of to talk about. I can't wait to get into it in this team preview.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching our video from home or listening to our amazing podcast, thank you so much. It's only because of you, our listeners and viewers, that we've been able to grow so exponentially over the last few years. And the main reason we've been able to have that amount of growth is because you share with your friends and family and coworkers our show by word of mouth, which just means telling them about it. Hey, do y'all listen to 100 Yards of Football? That's as all it has to be, and it starts something that's really amazing, dynamic, beautiful, and cannot be replicated by massive amounts of online marketing or shilling or any other thing that people might do to try to get you into something. It's much better if we just share this with our friends. So that's what we love to do. So thank you, friends, for joining us. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the San Francisco 49ers, exciting season last year. Would love to see them do big things. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, there's a little bit of controversy, Jeremiah. I don't know if you've heard from our resident former NFL draft scout, Daniel Kelly, very outspoken on Twitter, love the man, about who's going to be the quarterback this upcoming year for the 49ers. Because a lot of us thought, you know, at the end of the 2021 season, Jimmy Garoppolo would be out the door and it would be Trey Lance's time to shine. Well, as of the time of this recording of June 13th at 9:18 a.m., he's still the quarterback. So, it's a little bit interesting, I would say. I mean, you got a number 3 overall pick, first round, mind you, on the bench for potentially another season. And you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who got you to the NFC Championship, just 1 win away from the Super Bowl. So, very interesting. Do you start the young man who has a lot of hype around him, that is, you know, the face of the franchise potentially? Or do you go with the man who got you there with Jimmy Garoppolo? I know that there's still wild trade rumors out there that he might go so-and-so or someone might pick him up. But we ain't seen nothing yet. And, you know, the season starts in just a few months, so it's super interesting. So for now, I'm just going to assume that Jimmy Garoppolo is the quarterback for 2022 moving forward. So we'll handle that there. The next big question, what's going on with Deebo Samuel? He said he wants out. He said he wants some money. He doesn't want to get worked as hard being that dual threat player that he is, with run the ball a lot and also being a top tier receiver. Well, we're still waiting to see what's going to come about with that. So a lot of talk about the 49ers just with how really their future is going to be, let alone this season. It's not just this year. It's the next 5 of, do you keep your current quarterback? Do you go with the young guy? Or do you pay Deebo the money? Do you trade him to get him away? What do you do? So we're still waiting for those results, and the season ain't even started yet. That's the best thing about the NFL. If there's always something going on, positive or negative, we're just here to talk about it. And as for the 49ers, like I mentioned last year, tremendous record, 10-7, but yet they still made it to the NFC Championship. So just because you don't have the amazing, you know, 14-win season or whatever, don't mean you're not going to make it far. The San Francisco 49ers proved that this past season. And looking at this team, right, we're going to look at their schedule first. We're going to go a little bit flipped. They're paying the Packers. They're going against the Vikings, the Texans. Those are the preseason games. Regular season, they got the Bears week one, the Seahawks, the Broncos, the Rams, the Champs. They're going in that rivalry right there, week four, so circle that one on your calendars. The Panthers week five, the Atlanta Falcons week six, the Chiefs, the Rams. They have a bye in week nine. Then you have the Chargers, the Cardinals, the Saints, the Dolphins, the Bucks, the Seahawks, the Commanders, the Raiders, and the Arizona Cardinals at the end of the season. So it's a pretty tough schedule, I would say. And looking at this team, I'm not sure how they're going to do. Just because there's so much scrutiny in the air, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that is unfolding in front of our eyes that we've yet to even see. And I don't know how that can translate to a poor on-field product for this upcoming season. It really can, because it can get to some guys that, you know, I mean, the front office ain't looking too good. The players might not be too happy here. And that could lead to some you know, drop passes, some interceptions. It could go with a lot. But I think this team, it's going to be fine. Their draft picks were pretty solid. Like I said, they got Drake Jackson, who was their good pick in the second round. They got Davis Price out of LSU in round three, Danny Gray. They got Spencer Burford, Samuel Womack, Nick Zakel. So, I mean, they got a good amount of guys in the draft who were trying to help things out. They didn't do a whole lot in free agency. They didn't get a whole lot of huge big names that I would have thought. They re-signed a lot of guys, and they picked up some guys from some different organizations across the league. But it's really just the core nucleus you got of the Jimmy Garoppolos, the Elijah Mitchells, who did really good last year, the Brandon Ayuk, like I said, the Debo Samuels. So there's a lot to talk about with this team, and I think that they're going to have another good season. We know how good their defense is with Nick Bosa, Armstead, D Ford, all of those really good players, but I'm not sure if they're going to be able to come together right now. I'm just not seeing the calamity, the team bonding that you would think for a team that almost got to the Super Bowl last year. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of holes to go down. And I think that, like I said, they got a tough schedule. They're playing a lot of really good teams, some teams who are proven winners, some teams who are on the rise. And I think if you're the 49ers this year, I do think you stick with Jimmy Garoppolo. That would be my choice personally, just to see how you can do. If they have a rough year, well, you know, I think his contract's ending pretty soon, so let him run that out or potentially trade him. And then you can go with Trey Lance. But the scrutiny around that, the big you know, hype around that is they traded a lot of draft picks. They moved up to get him, and he could still potentially be a backup this upcoming season. So that's where all the fanfare and all the hate, the negativity comes towards, is they moved up a lot of spots to draft this guy, and he hasn't played much at all. He's played only a few snaps. So I can see why, but also, like I said, Jimmy almost got to the Super Bowl. Proven winner. Like I said, I know the stats aren't too super impressive. I don't care what your stats are. As long as you get me close to the Super Bowl, just keep doing it. And for the rest of the team, like I said, their defense is going to be top-notch. I mentioned Bosa's a premier rusher, edge rusher. And then you have a pretty solid secondary and everyone as well. But I'm just curious to see how this offense is going to click, because that's the main part, is Debo wants out. You don't know who the quarterback's going to be. The running back room is on the up and up. So there's a lot of questions about this team, but I don't know if they're going to repeat the same success they had last year. I could see a very similar record, because 10-7, like I said, wasn't the most impressive record, but they got their stride going into the playoffs, which you like to see. But I just don't know. I could see a very similar 2022 record of 10-7. Like I said, they play a lot of tough opponents, and along with just the uncertainty of pretty much every aspect of this team at the moment, and a what are we in, what are we doing this upcoming year, what are we doing in the future type of move, it's just a little bit mind-boggling to me that a team that got so far, that almost got to the Super Bowl, is in this much just confusion pretty much coming into this season. So I expect good things from the 49ers. I don't know if they'll get quite as far as they did last year to the championship game, the NFC, but I expect them to have another good season. And I, as for the Deebo Samuel, as for, you know, the coaching, as for what they're going to do with that, best of luck to you. I don't know where to go with this. I'm just talking about you. And as for everyone out there, Jeremiah, I got to say, as for everyone out there going after Mr. Kelly, one of our good friends here on the show, just take it easy on him, man. He's just there evaluating. He's not there to stir the pot. He's just going with what his eyes see, all right? Just take it easy on the young man. He's a good friend. He's a great person. So take it easy on him on Twitter. I see it every day. I'm like,
yeah.
There's a lot of cruel people in this world. I'll leave it at that.
They're so cruel. And, you know, yeah, take it easy on him. He may stir the pot just a little bit. But, yeah, don't let him get your goat. Right.
But I think the 49ers will be fine this year. There's just a lot of questions about the future for this team. But I think they'll do a pretty solid job. Not the quite same success in this past season, but I think they'll be fine enough.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, I think so too. And I really look forward to, you know, some of the great, you know, team building that they're doing right now. Some of the, you know, players that they're bringing in from college and, you know, some of the advantages that they may have in this next season. So everyone watching or listening to our video, we want to hear from you as well. What do you think the San Francisco 49ers are going to do? Put it into the comments or leave us a message either over in, you know, on our website or over on our podcast pages or even over on LinkedIn. We've been really engaging on LinkedIn. We'd love to have you over on our website. Anywhere that you'd love to engage with us, we are there for you. So please check us out, especially on Instagram. We have great Instagram clips. You can share those clips. Whenever you see a team that you love, you can share that over to your IG story, and you can just tell us what you think. You can tag us on there. We would love to hear from you. So listen to our podcast every single day because we have new episodes essentially every day for on podcast levels like Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, the Believe Podcast Network, which is our sponsor, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, including using your home device where you can say, hey, you know, Google, Alexa, whatever. I don't say it too loud because my mind will actually hear me. Be like, I want to listen to 100 Yards of Football podcast. And it will say, all right, sounds good. Here's the latest episode. And it will play it right then and there because we've got all that set up for you ready to go. So thank you so much for all of your listens, all of your enjoyment, and all of your comments back so that we know that you're out there. So, and thank you again to Mr. Logan Landers for this incredible preview of the San Francisco 49ers. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we would love to see you on the next episode of 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.